Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tonight it's Ian.
How are you?
And Conan.
Of course, you can bring up anything. That's the point of the show. We're talking right now about the release or the beginnings of a long set of documents that are going to be coming out, 300,000 pages of information from Pfizer. Specifically regarding their vaccine for COVID.
Correct. This is coming from the FDA.
And it's information that is being forced to be released sooner than it was originally scheduled, which was scheduled over the next 75 years. They're saying it needs to be done basically
now,
in the next year.
The judge who made this happen said, this is paramount to public importance. You need to release this information because I know a lot of people got into this. I got into bed with this program, and if there's any information out there that could be, could hurt them down the road, they need to know now. Of course, is it too late now?
How much data sampling did they do? 300,000 pages is an insane.
As I understand it, I couldn't find it on the PDF that the 30 pages that have been released or that I have access to, because it seems to be redacted. Maybe I'm not understanding how their link works, but I'm thinking 7 million were followed, and that's the information they used to compile this data.
Okay. So what did you learn?
So according to Endpoint News,
from the first 10,000 pages, right?
Just 10,000, okay. Released March 1st, and supposedly 12,000 a month. Or 12,000 immediately, and so we've only gotten, okay.
So 12,000 right up front, and then 50,000 per month.
A month.
So roughly for the next 6 or so months.
So among the documents released, one shows a nearly 2.9 million user fee payment to FDA from Pfizer.
Oh. Well, we knew that.
Well, that's not just Pfizer. That's all of them. That's Moderna. That's Johnson & Johnson. That's all of these boys. They are in bed with FDA. And
you said 2.9 billion?
2.9 million.
Oh, million? That's jump change.
And, I mean, we've known this since, like, the early 2000s. The FDA has been pay to play for a very long
time.
That's
it. I figured it'd be way more than that. I mean, 2.9 million?
That's what we found out in the first 10,000 pages.
Okay, yeah. But, I mean, if my understanding is it costs billions of dollars for these companies to put their medicines through the FDA approval process. So maybe that's just one of many fees or something like that, because that seems really low. I mean,
now that I've said it out loud, it does.
Yeah.
It does seem pretty low. But, I mean, when you consider all of the drug companies who are trying to get all of these guys are trying to get their drug passed every single year.
I'm just saying, I've heard that it's billions.
Because this is just one vaccine. I mean, how many vaccines are they trying to get passed last year or in 2020? Maybe all of them together equal billions.
That's not. I think that's a fraction of what they paid the FDA. But anyway.
So they paid a $2.9 million user fee that the FDA received from Pfizer and others, which show a fast-track designation letter, which is not typically released, a confidential non-clinical overview for the vaccine. Pfizer's request for a waiver from adding a suffix to the vaccine's name, which is also not typically released, and a long list of anonymized trial subjects who didn't receive the vaccine as randomized. Huh. The Children's Health Defense notes that a 38-page report was also included with the documents that features an appendix called List of Adverse Events of Special Interest. The list notes 1,291 different adverse events following the Pfizer COVID vaccine. And I have a list, I think it's like 9 pages, and it's just wall-to-wall. Cardiac this, epilepsy this, brain melt this.
Brain melt.
That's one I just made up off the top of my head.
The one that got my attention.
This, it probably actually is a thing that actually happens, but it's called something in Latin. It's something science.
Now, this 1,200 items that you're talking about, the 1,200 side effects or whatever.
Almost 1,300. Let's say 1,300.
Now, was this in their trials prior to the release on the populace?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, just to clarify, because obviously there's been more than that. Since then, right?
And I think that this article actually discusses that, that actual quality that we're going to find out a lot more down the road. This is just the initial response. This is a bombshell, said Children's Health Defense CHD President and General Counsel Mary Holland. At least now we know why the FDA and Pfizer wanted to keep this data under wraps for 75 years.
Mm-hmm.
These findings should put an immediate end to the Pfizer COVID vaccines.
It won't.
The potential for serious harm is very clear, and those injured by the vaccines are prohibited from suing Pfizer for damages.
Yeah, so Pfizer the only one that actually got full FDA approval? The rest are still operating on emergency?
Correct. Yes. Let's be very clear here. Pfizer's Comirnaty got FDA approval. Legally, though, they say that it's the same thing. Comirnaty is the same as the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine.
Right.
But, but legally, it is not. Mm. So if you get sick, you still can't sue.
No, you can't sue.
Well, I can't because I didn't get the vaccine.
Well, correct.
Well, this is I think the most important takeaway here is it doesn't matter what's in these 300,000 pages. You can see the worst of the worst as far as side effects and them acknowledging that this is dangerous, and it won't make any difference from a legal perspective as far as people actually getting any kind of compensation.
Well, you might be able to get some from that vaccine damages fund that was set up many, many years ago that I believe Big Pharma lobbied for because they didn't want to get sued.
Mm.
That's, by the way, if you want to fix any of this, that's the first thing you do. You remove this inability to sue these companies for damages, and all of this will stop overnight.
They're not going to do that.
Of course they're not.
They're buddies.
They're buddies. We know this.
So and they're not going to face any kind of serious consequences for this. That's just my prediction here. It's not going to matter what's in this report. People are going to get the same people who are already concerned about vaccines are going to be rightfully upset at finding this out. The rest of the people are still going to tell themselves, well, at least I didn't get COVID.
Yeah, well, they're not going to even hear this news. Never going to reach them. It's never going to be allowed inside their bubble, and they're never even going to notice.
Absolutely.
I mean, I can tell some of these people who live in these bubbles. I can tell them at work on next to Saturday. And it'll go in one ear. They won't. It'll go in one ear and out the other.
Yeah.
Because they have to, cognitive dissonance, they have been wearing masks this whole time, and some of them are still wearing masks, by the way. They can't, if they were to accept this information for what it is, that would mean that they were wrong the whole time.
I saw one of my neighbors walk out of their house with a mask on today.
They're never those are the people who are never going to allow this information into their sacred lives.
Right.
They're too
heavily invested in the myth.
They embraced the vaccine, and yes, exactly.
It's the same reason a lot of people never leave cults. It's just
never leave what?
Cults. They're just heavily invested in it.
Yeah, but they do.
Well, some do.
Some do, and sometimes the cults don't last. They kind of fall apart. I'm thinking a lot, especially communes. These don't last. They don't work. But yes, people do wake up from cults.
But cognitive
I'm not saying people don't wake up from cults, but the reason people get into cults and become invested in them and don't leave, even if they realize it's a cult, is because they invested in it for the last 15 years of their life. It's all they know. It's all they have.
Yeah, and until it's just ruined their lives, and they wake up finally from it and they realize that they're never going to fix themselves, which is what they thought the cult would do, unless they get out of it. And by the way, this is all mass psychosis. Mass psychosis formation, mass formation, where these people are hypnotized and they have a problem. There's something that sucks in their lives. And this the vaccine and the masks and the locking up and staying away from society and ordering everything online was what they were told to do in order to get through this. And they embraced it like a cult.
Yeah, and it must be really hard to come to that conclusion that you were wrong about.
And now you have a new mass formation. that is being fed to you, and that is the Ukraine invasion.
We got more on the way here. You've got some more, I mentioned, highlights,
lowlights,
from this report. The beginnings of it, the number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join the show. It is Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
That's 603-283-6160. And coming up, up this summer. Actually, yeah, I guess first week of summer. It's going to be Fort Fest, the sixth annual Fort Fest. Hard to believe there's already been six of these things, but that's coming soon. 4 months from now, you'll be able to join us June 27th through July 3rd at Rogers Campground, the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Fort Fest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which, by the way, sold out last year. That is to say, the Porcupine Freedom Festival sold out for the first time ever in 2021. I did run into Dennis, who's the organizer of the Porcupine Freedom Festival this weekend. He had called our show maybe three or so weeks ago now at this point to kind of give us an update on the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And at that time, he had said 82% of it was sold out. 82% of the tickets were sold out. The whole campground already is sold out for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And so I asked him for an update this weekend, say, you know, how close are you to sold out now? Because it's been a few weeks. He said 94% at this point. Now, he did say they are considering expanding the tickets beyond what they had last year. And what he was saying was, like, this year they're saying they may do 200. Their ticket count is 2,500. That's their top level. He's saying what they might do to kind of expand it a bit is make it so it's 2,500 adult tickets and then have the kids' tickets be on top of that. So, like, right now, 2,500 is the max, including both adults and kids. So he's saying they would expand the adult max to 2,500 and then whatever kids would be on top of that. So they haven't made that decision yet.
I think that's a bad idea.
So right now, that has not been put into play. So presuming they don't make that decision, 2,500 is the max, and they're 94% of that. So if you're thinking about going to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, you ought to get your tickets for that thing right away. Go to porkfest.com to do that. And then, of course, the week after, it's June 27th through July 3rd for ForkFest, which is the decentralized sort of after party, if you will, for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It takes place the week afterwards. It's way more laid back, nowhere near as many people attending. And all you got to do to attend ForkFest is just get yourself a camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 27th through July 3rd. You can join us for Independence Day. And that's a great thing to do, by the way. It's a great place to be for Independence Day. It's here in the Shire with other freedom lovers, and you get a cool fireworks show if you're lucky, unless it, like, rains or something like that. You get a really killer fireworks show from the campground itself that weekend. You can connect with other attendees on the ForkFest Telegram and Matrix chat rooms. Just get over to ForkFest.party to learn more about the event. As we go to Mark Edge, one of our co-hosts, who I believe you're calling from Florida tonight.
I am in Florida, and that's what I kind of want to talk to about briefly is just two topics. But one of the things is the experience of masks in Florida and the experience of masks in New Hampshire. I was up in New Hampshire, I think, like 10 days ago, and I on two occasions, I didn't go into very many stores, but on two occasions, one, I went into a Walmart, had to get some packing materials, and they had a friendly little fellow there saying, can I interest you in a mask, sir? Mask, sir? Did you want a mask before you go?
This was in Walmart?
And then,
they don't ask you to put one on. They just ask if you would like one.
What town were you in?
Keene.
Hold on, Ian, because I have seen this man accost other customers. He won't even look at me.
It has never happened to me.
He's there. He usually hides behind the carts when I walk in.
I've never even seen it happen.
Because I give him the evil eye. He walks away from me.
I've never even seen it happen to anybody else at this point.
I haven't either. I always just walk right by. The guy never asked me. I know he's there, and I know what he's doing, but he's never been like, hey, would you like a mask? I'm like, he's never bothered.
Strange.
I think he's seen enough thousands of people go through that. He knows who's going to give him the cold shoulder.
Maybe you just look like a pushover, Mark. Have you ever considered that?
I'm getting down to it.
I know that when I go into a big box store, I don't go to Walmart here. It's not very close, but I can tell you at the local Target, they don't bother putting out an individual that asks about masks. They don't bother putting out free masks out front, which Walmart was littered with.
So they don't care about hiring the elderly down in Florida, is what you're saying?
All I'm saying is that it looks like it looks like there's a stop in East Germany on the way to the Keene Walmart. That's all I'm saying. And then when I went in Chipotle, my God, the green-haired lesbians there, but they nearly had a fit that I came in without a mask. I mean, just came unglued.
Yeah, so would the green-haired lesbians in Florida. I mean, the green-haired lesbians
Look,
are the
same. I go to Chipotle in both. I go to the same location. I go to Chipotle, and the nice little Hispanics that serve me Chipotle down in Florida, they don't bother me.
Right, they're not green-haired lesbians. That's the difference.
They just got off the boat, man. They know what's up. They ain't having any of this nonsense.
Chipotle's basically got two hiring pools, and I'm talking about both of them here.
Okay.
Well, we are up in progressive New England.
You're more likely to encounter green-haired lesbians in New England.
In the most liberal city, in one of the most liberal cities in all of New Hampshire. Keene is a very different place than, say, some of the towns to the north or in the north country or wherever else. So the big cities, quote-unquote, in New Hampshire is where it's going to be the worst. Nashua, Keene, and Portsmouth are probably the three worst places as far as mass compliance is concerned. But as soon as you go outside the city, it is not the same.
I just want to make sure that people who are listening who get the notion that it's live free or die in New Hampshire and all we care about is liberty are not getting that picture because
We've talked about the masks here in Keene for the last 2 years, Mark. You don't have to clue our listeners
into this. Are you talking about Florida?
Why would we?
Are you talking about Florida?
Well, the last time you called from Florida, the last time we spoke, I don't know, it was like a year ago or whatever, you were saying there were plenty of people wearing masks in Florida.
Yeah, comparatively, I mean, I did also say at that same time that I felt that Florida was comparatively less masked than New Hampshire, and now basically the only place, you have to go to the airport to find people in masks in Florida.
Okay, when were you here last, Mark?
10 days ago.
You know they just recently reneged on their mask mandate.
Yeah, that was like, what, a week ago?
Well, I think we all should send a little thank you note to Putin for curing COVID.
Absolutely. If there's anything good that's happened from his invasion, it's that he cured COVID. Oh, and he got rid of Fauci.
Yeah, the supermajority of customers at Aldi yesterday when Bonnie and I were there shopping were unmasked. The supermajority.
Yep. They're cured. All right. Now the Democrats have something new to worry about. Let's invade Russia. And that's what I want to talk about to some extent. In New Hampshire, we are soon going to be seeing a vote of some sort on
secession. Yes, sovereignty.
It may be as soon as Thursday.
Yeah. Now, I don't know how it's going to work. Does it require two-thirds of the House, two-thirds of the Senate, and then
60%. It has to be three-fifths of the House and Senate, so there's almost no chance that's going to happen. But at the very least, it is going to come before them in the full House session, which will, by the way, be the first full House session back at the State House itself since the beginning of the COVID fears. So it's gonna be funny because the Democrats have demanded, and hang on if you want, Mark, the Democrats have demanded plexiglass shields be put up between the Republicans and the Democrats to divide the sections.
Oh God!
When
theater, it's all theater.
When this weekend the very same Democrats were at a huge convention, all unmasked,
hypocrites,
sitting at big tables with one another. There's more coming up here in moments. You can join us. It's Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ignoring President Biden, leaders of Saudi Arabia and the UAE declined requests to speak to President Biden during the Ukraine crisis but they both took calls from Russian President Vladimir Putin. President Biden reaching out as gas prices continue to rise across the country, with the national average setting a new record high Tuesday of $4.17 a gallon. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee joins Fox News and says these high gas prices could have a ripple effect.
The more that gasoline prices increase, the more that folds into everything else. In other words, it's not just about the gasoline they put in their car, but the higher fuel costs also get folded into groceries and everything else they purchase.
Republicans bashing President Biden for placing restrictions on domestic oil production. This is USA Radio News. The biggest of three wildfires in northwest Florida is growing and threatening to force evacuations in a second county. Governor Ron DeSantis saying residents should follow any evacuation orders.
Not going to get a mulligan on this if you stay behind and the fire gets out of control in a neighborhood.
The Bertha Swamp Fire near Panama City is now up to 28,000 acres and is spreading from Bay County into Calhoun County. The UN Human Rights Office is reporting more than 470 civilians have been killed so far in the war between Russia and Ukraine. The office adding more than 860 have been injured. And those numbers do not tell the entire story, as the UN believes the number is considerably higher. College basketball broadcasting legend Dick Vitale announces he's cancer-free, just in time for March Madness. The 82-year-old taking to Twitter to say, "March Madness begins with a W, baby." This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. 603-283-6160 is the number. 603-283-6160. Here tonight, you've got Ian.
All right.
And Conan.
You can join us online anytime you want. Just head on over to freetalklive.com. We have our Matrix chat server, which is self-hosted. We run the server, although we're going to have a little bit of downtime in the next few days. So if you're one of our overnight users, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. Eastern time, there's going to be some intermittent service at best over the next three nights. So keep that in mind.
All of our users, like overnight users, I mean, if
no, they're there
they,
all
they
day and all
night. They
never
sleep. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, they're all overnight users. They're always there.
Check it out.
24/7.
At chat.freetalklive.com. We're back here with Mark Edge, one of our co-hosts who finally we're able to communicate with, or I'm able to communicate with again after a reduction in bail conditions. And so now we can bitch, listen to Mark bitch about New Hampshire and talk about how great Florida is, when, of course, New Hampshire bested Florida in the Freedom in the 50 States study that came out. Florida had the number one slot, and New Hampshire has taken it back. And according to the authors of the study, it's going to be very unlikely that Florida is going to be able to take the number one slot again, because freedom means a lot more than whatever the governor's policy is regarding masks. And New Hampshire has more freedom than Florida does. Florida, of course, is a police state,
And so even though DeSantis, the governor down there, might be with us on mask policy, he is definitely not with libertarians on the issue of the police state. He is a cop lover and has never seen a pro-cop bill that that man did not like and did not want to sign and get off on. So if you love yourself a conservative police state, Florida is the place to go. If you want to actually have a chance at more freedom in your lifetime, then you have to go where the largest community of liberty-loving people is, and there's nowhere else but New Hampshire where that has a growing freedom community that's actually making an impact. Anyway, Mark, go ahead with
Mark,
your thoughts.
Before you respond, shots were just fired, so I'm just going to sit back and listen to this play out.
Make some popcorn. Go ahead, Mark.
Right. So I am no advocate for Florida. What I'm an advocate for is reading Freedom in the 50 States. The exhaustive and thorough look at freedom as it differs from state to state in the United States. And I'm going to tell you that I don't believe you've read it, Ian. Aria, I don't think you've read it. Conan, I don't disagree with you on much, so I don't care whether you've read it. But I have read the entire section on New Hampshire and the entire section on Florida. And Florida has greater property rights than New Hampshire does. And there's no dispute regarding it. You own your property more in Florida than you do in New Hampshire. And you want to build something, you're much more likely to be able to do that. If they change the zoning laws in Florida, if a county changes the zoning laws, they actually have to make good to you. You have a claim against them in court. There's a homeowner's exemption and a variety of things. So what I wouldn't say that – here's what I would say. You're not going to be free in the United States, period. It is not land of the free anymore.
It's just a bunch of plantations.
In Florida.
We've talked about this. I think they do this intentionally, Mark. They all mix it up, mix and match. You know, Florida has some rights that are attractive and some that aren't. Sure. And then New Hampshire is doing the same exact thing. It's like they do it on purpose so that we really can't decide where to go. And we have these arguments about which is the better place, which is the better plantation to go live on.
Here's what I say. Move to where you're treated best. But what I want to talk about is I want to talk about the New Hampshire secession bill. I think that's far more important here. I think that this is the single best outcome, which is that the bill is proffered, that Washington's put on notice that there are people in New Hampshire that are unhappy with being in the United States, and the likelihood of success is nil. Here's why. If you do a little research on a country called Georgia, not a state called Georgia, but a country called Georgia, you'll see that a few decades ago, they were invaded by Russia. And there were a couple of breakaway regions, one called Abkhazia, the other one called South Ossetia. These places are different ethnically than Georgia. They have language differences throughout the country. And these places have functioned as their own countries for three decades now. But it's a small club there at the UN, and South Ossetia and Abkhazia aren't in it. And they're not going to get in it. And that's what's going to be true of any place that chooses to secede, is they're going to essentially, their economies are crap. And they're going to remain crap because they can't trade. Georgia doesn't want to trade with them, doesn't want to give them anything, and they can't do any trade. Now that Russia is going to be persona non grata on the global stage, they can't trade through, you know, they're not going to be able to get anything through Russia because Russia's not going to be able to get anything, and they're screwed. Now, New Hampshire has fewer problems in this area, but honestly, they're not going to be able to trade with major countries. They just won't do the business.
What do you mean we can trade with Russia?
We can trade with Canada.
Right, that'll be great. Trade with Russia. Why don't you welcome a bunch of Russians and see how the world treats you right now?
And by the way, do we really know that Russia is going to fall off the planet if they lose trade? That's a huge ass country, man. I think they've been preparing for this for years. I think they know exactly what they're doing.
So wait, are you predicting, Mark, that when New Hampshire secedes, that the United States will cease all trade with the people of New Hampshire?
I'm predicting that when New Hampshire secedes, Washington will have already fallen. That's the only time that's going to happen.
I also don't think New Hampshire, if it were to declare independence from the federal government, it would be in a hurry to join the United Nations. I mean, that's just sort of a bigger...
Yeah, a lot of us are not in favor of the United Nations.
That's just sort of a bigger, more evil
version. If the U.S. fails, it falls, I think organizations like the U.N. and NATO are going to do the same. I don't think
they're going to crumble.
They're going to crumble.
I would concur with you in that world. When we're talking about dystopian future where Washington and The Hague have fallen, sure. I don't know how to explain that to you. What I can say is that if on January of 2023, New Hampshire became its own independent country, that nearly no other country would allow imports into New Hampshire for the remainder of the decade. That y'all would basically be driving to
border checkpoints.
Pure fear mongering.
And when you say other countries, you mean like Vermont, like the state right next to us. They won't do business with us. I think that's bullcrap. We have too many. I work in a city that is right on the border. I mean, I see. The customers are driving back and forth to shop on our stores because we don't have state tax.
Yeah, this is why people call you a negative Nancy, Mark.
Where it splits Canada and the United States, and see what a little police state that is. Watch the Border Patrol agents from both sides, you know, scoping people out and making sure you're not sneaking through the library to get to the other side and these kind of things. Same thing's going to go on, but the difference between Vermont and New Hampshire is there's a big old river that runs down the middle. It's going to be even a lot easier.
Yeah.
And the United States isn't going to be very happy. By that I mean Vermont. They're going to be very happy that New Hampshire gave them the finger.
I don't know why you just got really quiet there.
Oh, sorry.
Now you're back.
Well, I've said this, and I've said this 100 times, Mark. I don't want New Hampshire to do this either until Texas does it first. I would like to be the first on the list to do this.
Well, that's the thing. Mark's not planning here. He doesn't understand that once one state goes, it's going to be a domino effect.
When the U.S. government collapses, or when the states finally wake up, the big states, California, Texas, New York, when they decide that, hey, you know what? What are we actually paying into? We're not getting anything back in return. When that happens and Texas decides to leave, balkanization across the continent. Everyone's going to be like, yeah, we're going to do our own thing.
Thanks for the time. Thanks for the call tonight, Mark. Appreciate it. The fact is, there's a lot of people talking about a national divorce.
Even liberals are talking about this.
Yeah. It's time, and people realize it.
Because it's an abusive relationship. You eventually wake up from the cult that you've been living in for the last 250 years. It's like, I'm in an abusive relationship. What am I getting from this?
Yeah.
I hate this guy. Why am I living with him?
It's a shame that libertarians like Mark are part of the fear-mongering crew, though. I mean, it'd be nice to have more people on board with these ideas, but it just goes to show that we still have more work to do to be able to convince people that peaceful secession is the answer, and being afraid of big daddy government, federal government...
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. We'll do our best to get you in here in the remaining moments of the show, which are happening now. Studio tonight. It's Ian.
Hi.
And Conan.
Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We've got feeds, RSS feeds that you can pop into your favorite podcast client and subscribe to Free Talk Live. Get the latest episodes of the show as they are released automatically. You don't have to lift a finger once you get it subscribed in your client. Go to feeds.freetalklive.com. And you can find those there. There are different feeds. There's the full feed, which has both the full shows and the digests. And then there's a digest-only feed. And then there's a full shows-only feed. So you choose the one that's best for you at feeds.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live, Sarah.
Oh, yes. So the McDonald's and Starbucks are going to leave Russia now. I guess they're going to take their business out. So,
yeah, not just McDonald's and Starbucks, but also Coca-Cola and Pepsi, Airbnb, as well as Netflix, and I'm sure others that we haven't heard about. But, yeah, a lot of U.S.-based corporations are calling it quits, even though, according to Pepsi, their business is like they got 4% of their business, apparently, in Russia.
Now, is McDonald's actually pulling out, or are they just refusing to sell product? They're still going to sell their pay their employees, if I understand correctly.
McDonald's announced that all 850 of its Russian restaurants would temporarily close. For how long that closing will go on, I don't know, but that's pretty crazy.
Hmm. What do you think about that, Sarah? Do you think this is the wise decision on these corporations to do?
Well, you know, that is good because, I mean, that was their slow way of killing off the Russians when they were there by giving them junk food and soda pop, giving them diabetes and obesity.
In that case, in that scenario, this is a wonderful thing to do. Take away their Pornhub. Take away their McDonald's. They're going to be the upstanding country in the next couple of years. They're going to be good to go.
Be in good shape, you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's one of the best things. thing that happened to the Soviet Union. But before this, they used to have a government, a state-subsidized restaurants in Russia. And I'm trying to figure out before the McDonald's, and I'm thinking to myself, what is that? I mean, I never pictured a state
turnip soup, and only one brand of everything. Just the way Bernie Sanders won. He's like, why do we need 50 Pop Tarts? In Russia, they had one flavor Pop Tarts, one flavor ice cream, one flavor
turnip flavored Pop Tart.
Oh yeah.
So saying, by the way, that Russian McDonald's or McDonald's Corporation, which owns the majority of the stores, the supermajority of the stores in Russia, the rest are franchise. They are saying they're going to continue paying their 62,000 Russian employees, but for how long?
I know, right? Unless they know that this is going to blow over in a couple of weeks, which some theorists have come to the conclusion that this is going to go away real quick.
Well, we don't know how long that we're going to be war openly with Russia.
Hey, Sarah, we're not at war with Russia. We are not at war with Russia. They want us to be, but no, this is Ukraine, Russia. Okay.
Well, the capitalist, the Ukrainian, what has happened is that they've turned capitalist, and those regions that broke off.
So has Russia.
That's why they have a McDonald's.
They have 800 McDonald's in Russia. They're as far as I can tell, China and Russia are more capitalist than we are these days.
Well, you know what? But they're going to tell them all to go. They're going to go back to the state-run restaurants.
That's not necessarily true. You don't know anything about these other places in the world. And I'm not saying that I know what it's like in Russia, but I'm willing to bet there are Russian-owned hamburger joints. I'm willing to bet there are other places where you can go and get junk food from Russian-based corporations.
And by the way, those merchants are probably loving this. It's like, right? Oh, there goes our
competition,
man. This is great for us.
Thanks for the call tonight, Sarah.
There's probably still Russian Burger Kings, too. Or Russian Hardee's.
Yeah, we haven't gotten Wendy's or Burger King on the line yet.
Yeah,
just McDonald's.
It is absolutely insane to close down hundreds of locations and pay 62,000 employees. And plus, what about the franchisees? It's not clear in this story here about exactly what is going to happen to them, because it does point out that it says here all 850 of its Russian restaurants would temporarily close. Goes on to say about 84%.
A franchisee would mean that a Russian owns that franchise, right?
Correct. And
you know what they're going to have to do? You've seen Coming to America. They're just going to have to McDowell's. They're going to have to change their logo.
And, what is McDonald's going to do? Sue them?
Actually, probably they will.
Well, Russian court would throw that in the trash.
Well, here's the thing: is when you sign up for a franchise agreement, you're under some sort of an agreement with a company. Is there something in there that
not to mention you're getting your products from them?
Yes,
they're shipping their product to you.
Is there a term in there that says, well, if we just feel like it, we can just cancel your franchise?
That's a good legal point, right there.
There probably is, though.
I don't know. I mean, you when you get into a franchise, you're paying big money.
Maybe that's why they're going to continue to pay the employees and the owners of the franchise.
They're only doing that for the corporate.
But that's what's not clear. They're saying they're going to close all 850 of its Russian restaurants, and then goes on to say that 84% of McDonald's Russian locations are owned by the company. The remainder are the franchisee, but it's not made clear.
Maybe nothing's going to happen. Maybe none of this is actually taking place, and it's just a virtue signal.
I don't know. It's crazy though. Either way, but let's get in. Do you want to talk more Pfizer, or do you want to get into movies, Conan? You make the call here.
I will be monitoring this. We've only gotten 10,000 pages. We're going to get 300,000 by summer. And this is just like the title page. This is just what they have indicated. Most of the data, most of what they emphasize in the first couple of pages is just the headaches and the fever and the dizziness and the nausea and the diarrhea and all that nonsense, which is only about half of the cases that were reported. Down at the end, there's this very weird 9 pages of other adverse effects, and they include everything from Zika to, you know, brain melt. I made that one up, of course, but I mean, just 9 pages, wall to wall adverse effects that if they had to advertise this vaccine on the television, and you got that guy at the end, he's going really fast, And if you take this drug, you might be affected by this and this and this and this.
I don't know that that's necessarily alarming. I mean, I'm sure you can find someone out there who took aspirin once and they died the next day out of some allergic reaction to it. And you're like, oh, we got to include this in the allergy report or the aspirin report.
Well, the numbers are the percentage of adverse effects, according to how many people were studied, is almost 1%. And the cases, the numbers are not worth it. When they say that when they talk about the survival rate, the survival percentage of actually surviving getting COVID versus the adverse effects from taking these numbskull vaccines, it doesn't add up.
Doesn't
the math doesn't work. It doesn't make sense in the end. And a lot of people, we talked about these same
people. Especially considering you can still get COVID after the fact.
That's actually of the 7 million people they studied and the 40,000 cases, 5% of the cases that were studied are the adverse effects or COVID-19? 5% right off the top. And this is just from, and this is the initial 2 month window before they actually started to administer this onto the people. I'll be watching these numbers. Actually, I'll be watching people who are studying these numbers because this is a lot of math here. There's a lot of statistics, a lot of numbers, a lot of percentages. I'll definitely be monitoring the people who could do a better job than I can. But these numbers don't add up. You guys got hoodwinked. The American people, not the American people, the whole damn globe got hoodwinked. And now you've got another hoodwink, and it's called Ukraine invasion, which you should be thinking secondly about.
I got some more numbers for you here as we wrap out this episode. Cryptocurrency platform Coinbase is admitting they are now blocking 25,000 supposed Russian accounts. This according to RT.com, but this news is being reported elsewhere. Cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase has announced they're blocking thousands of accounts related to Russians. The site has vowed to support sanctions imposed by the West on Russia in a statement they released, saying they blocked over 25,000 addresses related to Russian individuals or entities we believe to be engaging in illicit activity, many of which we have identified through our own proactive investigations.
Oh, isn't that nice of them?
As far as I'm aware, it's not illicit for an American to send cryptocurrency to someone in Russia.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about the virtue signalers who's sending money to Ukraine.
I don't. There isn't time for that.
The ones who are paying for Airbnb, but they're not actually going to Ukraine. You better watch out. You might get your bank account frozen, liberal virtue signalers.
Oh, no, Ukraine's the good guys here, remember?
That's what I'm saying.
Out of time for tonight. Tomorrow, back. We'll see you then. FreeTalkLive.com. In the meantime.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.